Time for CHS Outdoors on K-Country 102.3. It's brought to you by CHS in Elkton. Hopefully the colder weather has helped make some ice. We need more ice than snow, and I think we may find ourselves with more snow than ice this weekend. Here's our CHS Outdoor forecast. Friday, call it a snow day. Strong winds, matter of fact, very strong winds at 40 to maybe 45 or 50 miles an hour. Freezing drizzle possible with a high around 30. Saturday, mostly cloudy and cold, blowing snow with a high in the single digits. Sunday, partly cloudy, colder, with a high only around zero. I should mention overnight lows way below zero Saturday night and Sunday night. Pressure, 29.9 on Friday, 30.1 or 2 on Saturday, and maybe even 30.3 or 30.4 on Sunday? Sunrise, 7:58, sun'll set around 5:03. The Old Farmer's Almanac says fishing should be good this Friday and Saturday morning if you can brave the cold. Saturday's major salooner time, 6:17 to 9:19 a.m. and 5:34 to 8:36 p.m. If you tuned in for a tip, here you go. This one comes from Aaron. I've done this on the floor of my tent and flip-up. You can use the gray fatigue mat or black rubber mat or even an old rug or even flat floor mats from an old vehicle. You can use them to insulate your feet from the ice or snow, and your toes will stay toasty warm for hours on end. You'll also find that you can turn the heat down and stay quite comfortable no matter how cold it is outside. It's especially better in colder weather. Notice I said colder, not frigid or Arctic tundra type of weather like we may have this weekend. Anyway, gotta give it a try. Thanks, Aaron. Let's find out how things are on the ice. Here's Jared Fredericks with our South Dakota Fishing Guided Report.
Right now, the bite is extremely tough on the Ponsonbury Lake. We're not seeing too many fish being caught, unfortunately. We have a pretty good snowpack out there. There is some trucks out there. You can drive out there, but use caution. We do find some spots that still have 8 inches towards that south end. The north end seems to be a little better, but there's just been much for bite at all. I mean, it's been really almost a dead sea. But the beauty of Ponce is we typically don't have more than a week of slow bites. So she should pick up here the next week or two. But right now, it's tough going. And I would say this weekend, be very, very cautious. This is Jared Fredericks. You can find us on SouthDakotaGuidedFishing.com or on Facebook, South Dakota Fishing Guide. Thank you, guys. Good luck.
Thank you, Jared. Oh, and with that, you better keep an eye on the Facebook page for the Children's Miracle Network All-Night Fishing Tournament. That's this weekend on Lake Ponset. Weather could get in the way. If you miss CHS Outdoors, listen to it again at kcountry102.com under my show page or the Listen tab. I'm Brian, and that's CHS Outdoors. Whether you're a farmer, fisherman, or hunter, you'll find some great stories from the outdoors and some of the essentials you need at CHS in Elkton.